Hi, I'm here to tell you about solar energy and its attributes.
Hi, and I'm here to tell you about not solar energy, but wind energy.
Before I start, I need to say I got my data from the Glencoe textbook and the CPUP book. Page C59 stated that there are two types of solar energy, thermal and photovoltaic energy.
Yes, I got all of the research from the same place, page C59. And since you don't understand, you need to learn the facts. Wind energy is when a constantly windy area and a wind turbine is spun by a force which powers a generator, creates electricity. This does not hurt the environment at all, since the wind is not used, but the energy within the wind is used.
While those are good reasons, mine are better. Solar panels can be placed anywhere there is sun. They can be placed on rooftops or on the ground, and the sun's light is a renewable energy able to supply power forever.
There is a downside to wind energy, too. To actually power a home, one must build at least two of these, which are not very cheap. In the 1830s, there was only a small amount of these because almost no one used electricity. Today, we have many wind farms, which are lots of wind turbines. These are very expensive and only pay for themselves over 10 years.
Solar energy only has a few cons. To keep the energy stored when the sun goes down, we need batteries, and those batteries are made of heavy metal and need special disposal in a nuclear power plant.
But with wind energy, nothing is ever hurt. Wind cannot be hurt while you build solar panels. They take over animals' habitats.
Solar energy is best when it comes down to it. Only the initial cost would be expensive. From then on, all you need is the sun, and then you have the energy to power many different things. And so that wraps up this debate.